Can we? We have a guest. We have a guest. New show on AMC called The Terror. And it looks great. I haven't seen it yet. It looks great. And the star of it is a man from, what, Mad Men? He's been in Lincoln, a bunch of movies and shows. Jared Harris joins us on the phone this morning here at 9:14. Good morning, Jared.
Hello, everybody.
We have Jared Harris on the phone, who stars in AMC's new The Terror. I have to say, we were talking about it on the air, Jared. I am probably more excited to see this show than any show that's come on television in quite a while. I'm very, very excited to see it.
Wow. Thank you.
And I think you got a great time for it, because some of the shows are ending, and instead of being bummed out, we're very excited about this.
So now this is, it's called The Terror, obviously. Give us a little bit about what it's about. I've seen the promos. It looks very intriguing. Your description of the show, though, Jared.
It is it's based on the Dan Simmons book. Mm-hmm. So it's based on an historical event, a round historical event. In 1845, the British Admiralty sent two ships into the Arctic Circle to discover a trade route that they believed was there, called the Northwest Passage, which was open water between the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Right.
They send these two ships up into the Arctic Circle with 130 people aboard, and they disappear and are not heard from again. Dan Simmons took this very famous maritime mystery and wrapped it around a supernatural horror genre, if you like, and he fictionalized an account of what may have happened to them. It's a survival story. It's an adventure story. It's a psychological horror story.
I'm not sensing any type of love story in this. I'm not seeing.
I think bromance is the closest you could get.
All right, bromance is good. You know, I saw it. The first time I saw the promo, I was very excited, like I said. And then I start to think about, what is it about a show that deals with these kind of things, a bit of history mixed together with a little bit of supernatural, that draws me to it? Because I find, like, the TV shows that I do like, deal more with this than any type of sitcom or anything on TV. I wonder what that says about me as a person or people in general. Any theories on that, Jared?
Well, very quickly.
Yeah.
I will psychologically analyze you. What does it say? I mean, I think that it's an intersection between fact and... which, of course, is always interesting,
sure.
And the unknown, you know. And I think still to this day, the unknown and the great adventures into the unknown is what captures the imagination.
Right.
And in this particular case, these people were literally going off the charts. The map of the world was incomplete, and there were blank spaces, and these ships were going into these blank spaces to try and discover what was there. So they were literally going into uncharted territory.
It was a
heroic, it speaks to the sort of the heroism,
right,
and the adventurism and the, you know, pushing the boundaries, I think.
Jared Harris stars in the new AMC.
Maybe that's it. You like to push boundaries.
I know, and I like a little escapism, too, I think, really.
Yeah.
Escapism is big. The show is The Terror. It's on AMC. Jared, of course,
what?
Famous for Mad Men and more. Go ahead.
Jared, I love you in The Expanse. What made you sign on to do this?
This show. Great script. They sent me episode one. I admired the patience of the storytelling, the restraint, the setup. I knew where the story was going to go, and I could feel all those beginnings in there. And they didn't succumb to an insecurity where they felt like, oh, well, we need to have jump scares, we need to have cats flying out of closets or stuff like that to try and, you know, create false thrills for an audience. They layer everything about the story. I mean, everything about the story is there right from the beginning, and it'd be interesting for people when they get to the end of the story to come back and watch, because they'll see there's so many elements that are going to play out later on are all set.
Right.
So quite quite quietly in this episode.
Jared Harris on the phone. Let's go ahead. Kelly Brown has a question.
Jared, you had the role of Ulysses S. Grant in the movie Lincoln. Is there a lot more pressure on an actor when you're playing a historical figure?
Yes. Interestingly, I think Ulysses S. Grant is one of the most misunderstood and maligned presidents. I went into it thinking all the misconceptions about him, that he was a drunk and, you know, he was a butcher and all those kind of things that we've, I guess, for some reason, have been handed down to us by historians. And then when you get into it, you realize he was, from a, you know, a military point of view, he pulled off tactics or maneuvers that only Napoleon had achieved before him.
Yeah.
He was incredibly gifted as a commander, military commander. You know, not so successful as a politician, but that was down to he had a certain naivete in that he tended to believe what people told him. He was a very trusting person. But anyway, yes, there is, of course, that pressure. And then you just do the research, you know. I mean, I think from an intimidation factor, I think I felt more intimidation with the idea that I was going to be working with and for Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there is no bigger figure in cinema than him, in American cinema than him, alongside of, certainly no one bigger than him. I mean, alongside of people like Scorsese and people like that.
So that
they are giants of the industry.
That movie was on just a couple of weeks ago. Love it. Obviously, you were so good at it, and so was Daniel Day-Lewis. And the scene when you guys are sitting on that porch, you know the scene I'm talking about, Jared? When he walks up on that porch with you, and you're sitting back, and you're Ulysses S. Grant, I'd be like, damn, that guy is Abraham Lincoln.
You say that, and it's exactly what happened. I was sitting... we're waiting for to start shooting, and they went to let him know they were ready, and then you suddenly out of the corner of your eye you see Abraham Lincoln walking across the field coming towards you with that strange gait that he'd perfected,
right?
It seemed like he had sort of lead weights in his shoes, the way that that Lincoln walked, apparently, and mm-hmm. I mean, he just got the whole thing down. It's exciting and inspiring. You're sitting there going, oh my, there's Abraham Lincoln coming towards me. I better know what I'm doing.
I swear to God, I saw it and I thought, I wonder if Jared was going, holy S, it's Abe Lincoln. You know, but that's like some actors, they never get out of character when they're filming. Do you do that? Are you what they call the method actor that never gets out of character once you lock in, or do you turn it on?
I mean,
and off?
I try and show up prepared so that I can drop in and out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more to do with a state of mind. There's sometimes when you the scene is demands something very specific out of you, and then you need to protect your focus, if you like. You need to get into a zone and protect that area. So you'll cut yourself off and try and maintain a certain mental discipline, if you like, so that. What you need to be available to you is going to be available to you once you start filming, you know, in between camera setups.
Well, you're always so good. I loved you in Mad Men, Lane Bryce, great, awesome, and I can't wait to see The Terror on AMC, and that's the last time we had you on, was right after you left Mad Men in that fashion. But just a great career. I wish you nothing but the best. Love your work, and it's great to get a chance to have you on the show again. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Good luck to you, Jared. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Kind gentleman, just like you'd expect. So you've seen it.
Yes.
And you liked it.
Liked it a lot.
I can't wait. That's going to be the weekend. That's going to be what I want to catch up on the weekend. 9:23 on The Buzz. And in Mad Men, he was Lane Price, who committed suicide. He hung himself in the office. Don Draper had to go in there. Yeah. It was an unexpected ending for him. But anyway, pretty cool. And go watch Lincoln. Go watch it. It's unbelievable how good it is. It's crazy.
Because I didn't know Abraham Lincoln was a vampire hunter.
That's a different
movie. I did not realize
that. Yeah, I didn't know that either. I was surprised when I
learned
that.
Did you know that, Laura? Abraham Lincoln, vampire hunter.
I had no idea. Yep. I didn't read that any.
It's a historical
book. It's a book.
It's
award-winning.
Based on a book. What a day. Glad it's Friday. We got the caller of the week coming up in just a couple of moments. We will honor you. It's what we do next.
Yeah, we'll be right back. It's Greg in the Morning Buzz.